monitoring.
Said LK Mobile, good morning. Is that Steve?
Good morning, Shane. How are you on this brisk, chilly morning?
Good morning, Steven. Sorry, I forgot. I'm good. It is chilly. I heard the KR4 and I missed the last of it, but your audio was down a little bit, and I thought that's got to be Steven because I haven't heard another KR4 call yet. How are you doing this chilly morning?
Good. Just trying to get the fingers and brain fired up since it's cold outside. Not a big fan of cold unless I'm out skiing or dressed appropriately for it.
Talking to Patrick earlier, and it's one thing when it's cold like this for several weeks in a row, for several days in a row, you kind of get acclimated to it. But when it's been 50s and close to 60, and then it drops down, it somehow feels colder.
Affirmative. And I caught the tail end of you guys' conversation about school starting back, and I said, well, I better take a different route to work if I want to make it on time-ish.
It's a lot heavier than it was last week again. So I did drive by one school, and I didn't really pay attention, but the lights were flashing, I'm assuming, and traffic was heavier. I'm assuming they're back. Kids are back in school. I don't pay attention to that anymore. All mine are grown and gone.
An empty nester. Enjoy it.
We've become a lot more busy, and I don't quite understand it.
It's quite funny how that works. Hey, got a quick question for you. Do you have a ham room or a ham shack at your residence?
A spare bedroom that has a smaller bed in it, but I call it my office and radio room, and it doesn't get used that often unless we have guests over or the kids hang out and spend the night, but then it kicks me out of my radio room, but yes, I do.
I'm going to plan out my ham room, and I'm trying to think of the best way to ground everything, like the antenna and the radios and things like that, and prepare for the future if I do expand. What has worked best in your scenario?
You can go online and talk about grounding ham radios or type in that, and there'll be articles. There's all kinds of articles, which is what I did, and I've read several. Some of them were a little over my head. Had to read them two or three times. There's a couple of different theories about having a separate ground rod versus the one grounding everything to your electrical ground. Some say that you can get ground loops. And then there's others that say they run a separate ground rod and connect those to the electrical ground. Mine's at the other end of the house, and what I chose to do was run a separate ground rod. I have a couple of power supplies that plug into the outlets, and I have not had any issues with any grounding loop, and I don't know the theory behind it, why it doesn't do that. There were several articles that said that's what they do and they don't have any issues. So I ran a ground rod right outside the window. Everything goes out through the floor. I have lightning arresters. I have a box out, a grounding box outside that's attached to the ground rod. And I have lightning arresters for each antenna. And then I've got a grounding plate inside the house that every piece of equipment is grounded to that grounding plate. And I have, so far, have not had any issues. And as soon as I grounded my radios, I can tell a difference in noise level, and also seems to be, helps me on my propagation. Because I had the radios in before with nothing grounded. I just would disconnect the antennas every day. And I did okay, but this seems to really improve how the overall system works.
Copy that. I was reading a lot yesterday, and I'm debating about putting another grounding rod outside of my window, because I'm on the second story, and the electrical ground is on the other end of the house. So it sounds like I may have to go the route of putting another grounding rod in. But that's good to know that the grounding is very important, and it does give you benefits. So sounds like the juice is worth the squeeze on that part of the equation.
Multiple theories on this repeater. There might be somebody disagreeing with me, and that's fine, because I'm not an expert. It's just what I read and what I did and what seems to work. I haven't had any issues yet, so we'll see. I'm not saying that I won't have issues, but it's been that way for 3 or 4 years. And my son-in-law, Connor, that's what we did at his house, the same thing. Tapped a new ground rod in, and everything's connected to that. He does have a battery that I don't know if he runs the radio off of it full-time. And if you have a battery, it won't matter if you run your radio system off of a battery system or solar or whatever, and you're not even connected to the grid, it definitely won't matter. So, anyway, that's just what I've done, and so far it's working.
Thanks for the info. Now I'm thinking about, maybe I'll just do solar and don't go on the grid at all.
My plan is to eventually do something like that, have batteries and maybe a little solar panel to keep it charged, so that when we do have power, I don't have to worry about trying to run it off the generator, or when we lose power. Sometimes generators can cause issues. I was having a little noise issue with one of the radios the last time the power was out. We were out for 8 days, but it seemed to clear up. So somebody told me, you got noise on your signal, and then later on I didn't have, so I wasn't sure what was causing that.
Thank you for all that info. That was good to know about the generators and solar being off the grid, don't have to worry about a ground. Still want to ground the antenna, just to be on the safe side for lightning and whatnot.
If there would be a grounding loop problem, there's something to do with if you have a ground rod and all your radio equipment is grounded to that rod that's separate from your house ground, but then you plug into the wall for power, sometimes they call it a grounding loop, and I don't know if it's the RF, or I guess it would have to be the RF can sometimes circle around that ground somehow. And I don't understand it because I'm not, I haven't studied all that. I don't understand exactly what's happening, but it can cause interference and cause your signal, cause your radios some of the power to come back to the radios, can cause electrical shocks, things like that. But I haven't had that issue, so I don't know why it would for some people and not for other situations.
Hey, all right, that makes a little more sense now. Maybe I'll just do a grounding rod and go on solar. Not a bad idea. I don't want to do a whole bunch of other work, but I want to do it once and do it right.
You can get a 100-amp LiFePO battery, lithium phosphate battery, I think they are. A lot of times you can find them on sale. And for monitoring, I mean, you'll never run it out and just have it on a trickle charger or a solar trickle charger. You don't transmit. I mean, 100 amp hours of transmitting on low power, you're only pulling 2 or 3 amps at the most, depending on the radio. High power, maybe 9 amps. But 100 amp hour would take you a long time of holding that key down to wear it down, even if it wasn't on anything. And they will put out full 12.5 volts all the way down until they're empty. They don't gradually decrease the voltage output. It's all or nothing, so you get your full 100 amp hours out of it.
Copy. Good to know. Good information. I've been reading a lot, and what you're telling me is trending is accurate of what I've been reading and what I'm thinking now. So yeah, thanks for letting me pick your brain about that. That's definitely very helpful for me.
Give you a they call when they do the little high-speed talk at the end of or before a commercial. I'm probably not the best brain to pick for this stuff. It's just what I've read and what I've done. So there are a lot smarter people out there that could give you better information.
You at least gave me a start. I know the direction to go now, and now I just need to make sure what I have and what I do works for me at home.
Is that okay? I am pretty sold on the idea of having a It's just one more on your antennas. It's just one more fail-safe. And the little inserts, depending on what brand you get, I don't know. The one I've got, you can replace. If it ever gets blown, you can replace the little fuse almost. Very reasonable. I've got a couple extras, so it's just for me, instead of unplugging the antenna every time, and I mean, everything's grounded, the radios get isolated when I turn the switch off, everything should go to ground. So far, and I'm down, I got trees down in a hole. We rarely get lightning strikes really close where I am. I know it can happen. I'm not saying it won't. I'm not saying I'm 100% protected. I just feel like I'm a lot more protected than I could be.
R4AAE. Yeah, I get it. I definitely want to be more protected than not protected for all the, for the what-ifs in life. And I've been close to a couple lightning strikes, and they're not fun at all.
I've seen a few really close when I've been out and about working, and I've felt, never felt a full charge, obviously, but I've felt more than I want to. It's no fun, but anyway, yeah, lightning is nothing you want to mess around with. You don't want to fly a kite in it. How about that?
Copy that. I've been close to where I've been able to feel the charge and the tingle, and that's it, but man, whew, that's enough for me.
Sitting in a metal chair in like we were at a church gathering, and it was a small building, concrete floor, and it knocked him out of his chair and knocked him out just briefly. Didn't do any other damage, but certainly got his attention.
I think that would get anybody's attention, even mine.
Upgraded yet? Are you planning on upgrading soon?
On upgrading in 2 weeks, on January the 18th, I'll be taking the general, and then probably in February, I will go for the extra. Might as well just keep on going.
I'm sure you'll do fine. I still have not gone to extra yet. It took me a long time to get to general just because I wasn't very active. And finally did it back in 2013, and that was definitely a good choice. And I just need to take the time now to study for the extra.
And I was looking at some of the extra stuff the other day, and I said, whoa, that's a whole other ball game, and I've got a lot more questions.
A lot more technical questions in there, too. So I need to spend a little more time studying. Anyway, Stephen, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from work. Nice to hear you this morning. Hope you have a great day, and enjoy talking to you. Hope to talk to you again soon. KR4AAE. I think that's right. N4ZLK.
To Shane 73, and I'll try to catch you a little bit later on today if I can. This is KR4AAE, mobile clear.